The sun is still shining in Nicosia, but the fiscal forecast has officially shifted. Today, April 8, 2026, the Cyprus Ministry of Finance formally notified the international business community that the era of the 12.5% corporate rate has come to a close. Cyprus has officially adopted a 15% corporate income tax, CIT, rate, a move that aligns the Mediterranean hub with the OECD's Pillar 2 global minimum tax standards and the EU's latest transparency mandates. While the rate hike is the headline, the fine print regarding residency and withholding taxes is where the real strategy lies for multinational entities. Management, control, and the new residency reality. The Cyprus 15% corporate tax reform isn't just about a 2.5% increase, it's a fundamental overhaul of how the island defines a tax resident company. The new regulations introduce an expanded corporate residency test that leans heavily on management and control. Beyond registration, it is no longer enough to simply be incorporated in Cyprus. Tax authorities will now look at where the key management decisions are actually made. If the steering wheel is being held elsewhere, your residency status and your tax bill could be in jeopardy. EU non-cooperative list. In a move to satisfy the EU's anti-tax avoidance directive, ATAD, Cyprus has implemented strict new withholding tax, WHT, rules. Payments, dividends, interest, and royalties made to jurisdictions on the EU list of non-cooperative tax jurisdictions will now face significant levies. Why now? The global minimum tax pressure. Cyprus has long prided itself on being a competitive gateway to Europe. However, with the world moving toward a unified 15% floor for corporate taxation, staying at 12.5% was becoming a liability rather than an asset. By adopting the Cyprus 15% corporate tax now, the government is ensuring that tax revenues stay in the Cypriot treasury rather than being topped up by other nations under Pillar 2 rules. For businesses using Cyprus as a holding jurisdiction, the message is clear. The island remains open for business, but the substance of your operations, real offices, real people, and real management, is now a mandatory requirement, not just a suggestion.